The red lights flashed, pulsing dangerous images across her white skin as she lay unconscious. Was she dead? He hoped not. Paramedics were poring over her with care, asking hushed questions, obviously looking for some kind of response. And then, thank God, he heard her whisper something back and cry.
Where am I?
They were rougher with him. Zach Chambers was used to people around him making up their minds before they got to know him. Santa Rosa used to be a small town back when his father was sowing his wild oats. Half the cops in town were kids of the same cops who used to arrest his dad for pranks he was legendary for doing. Things like throwing pumpkins into the Redwood Motel pool at Halloween, making the headlines in the local newspaper. His father still had the article hanging on his garage wall. And what was so wrong with pouring red jello into the fountain at Santa Rosa High School? They were his high school colors, and they'd just creamed Santa Rosa's football team 47-6. Why am I thinking about all this stuff? Where the heck am I? What's happened? This time, however, was no prank. His father's Camaro, a twisted and partially melted hulk in front of him, looked even more ghastly because of the red flashing lights. This was no prank. This wasn't about jello or pumpkins or anything that could be construed as a high school caper. This was a first-class grown-up tragedy, getting worse by the minute. He didn't have a clue what he was doing here or how he got here.
Can you set up, Chambers?
The gruff uniformed man with a badge and white plastic gloves asked him.
Where are the pretty nurses?
His dad had always got lucky with the nurses. He tried to right himself, but the blow to his head had him confused. And he'd had a glass of wine, but just one.
Need your permission to take a breath sample, son. Fuck me.
The guy looked younger than Zach did.
No, not going to happen.
Zach mumbled.
Oh, it's gonna happen. Either here or down at the station, but you better cooperate or you get an automatic suspension.
The guy squinted. He had pimples. He looked like one of the boys he'd hassled in school.
Do I know you?
Zach asked. The word suspension was rattling around in his head like a bad idea. He tried to focus on it, but nothing came.
Oh yeah, you do. You used to buy our booze with your fake ID when I was a freshman.
It was beginning to come back to him now. Little flashes of color. Painful things. Things he didn't want to remember.
Except one time you kept the money. You freaking robbed us, man. Ain't life a bit, Zach. Look at us now, dancing here on the pavement with your wrecked, souped-up Camaro your dad probably spent his years pinching on. And me here with my badge and gun and all. Oh yeah, life is a real bitch sometimes.
Zach remembered him. Had an upper-crust name like Dawson or Drew or...
I remember you, dirtbag.
It was what Zach always called him. Not because he was a real dirtbag. Because he worshipped Zach for the ladies he got to hang with. But it was given him because he was unlucky enough to be named Dirk by his parents. And Zach didn't want to be anybody's idol. He wasn't that fake. He just didn't deserve it. In those days, Zach was still a promising football player courting a couple of full-ride college scholarships. He'd walked away from it all.
But what the hell am I doing here?
The kid administered the breathalyzer and Zach saw the instrument yanked from the kid's hands.
Still scoring points with the authorities, I see.
An older man with a nasty, gravelly voice and a nastier-looking face peered over the top of his head and blinked down at him, upside down. It made Zach dizzy.
And you're drunk,